child has been seriously injured while trick-or-treating last night after she was hit by a car in Sydney's west. Police say a learner driver in a Ute mounted the curb at Jordan Springs and struck the 8-year-old girl and her mother. The girl is in a serious but stable condition with head injuries, while her mother was taken to hospital with pelvis injuries. The government has admitted a small number of refugees could be deported from Australia under proposed visa changes. On Q&A last night, the Health Minister Susan Lee admitted that a handful of people on bridging visas brought to Australia from detention centres could be deported. The opposition has yet to decide whether it will support legislation to introduce the ban, despite labelling the proposal ludicrous. Iraqi special forces are now less than 1.5 kilometres from the outskirts of Mosul and are preparing to enter the city held by Islamic State fighters. Overnight, hundreds of counter-terrorism troops entered an outlying village in heavily armed vehicles and tanks, supported by coalition airstrikes. At least 45,000 people in Italy have been relocated as the country continues to reel from earthquake aftershocks. Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has promised to rebuild all houses and medieval churches destroyed on Sunday when a record magnitude 6.5 quake struck the city of Norcia. And Australia has been listed to compete in next year's Eurovision Song Contest. The event in Ukraine will be the third year Australia has competed in the world's biggest singing competition, following performances from Dami Im and Guy Sebastian.